Strike Spare Family Fun Center Studios, Pat and Cook, John Burton, Greg Pogue, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, Brad Powers, bradpowerssports.com, the Bill King link at the top of the page. Of course, he's on with Bill every Friday morning during the 8 o'clock hour, and Brad Powers 7 on Twitter. Brad, good morning. How you doing?
What's up, Brad?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. I mentioned this yesterday, or was it just me tired on a Sunday night? I wrote down, I printed off all the bowl schedule, and then I went to FanDuel for the opening lines. Am I right in seeing that 40 of the 42 had a hook? And if so, why?
I don't know from their perspective. I know some do it on purpose so there isn't, any pushes. If I ran a sports book, my number is my number. Whether that involves, a push or not, some just like to have the decisive win-loss. That's whether they put a hook on it. So I can't tell you why FanDuel had that, but you do see certain books that have that. You'll see, when it comes to season win totals, instead of having, a flat like 10, they'll rather would have a graded winner or loser, so they'll have 10.5 and they'll have the under juice big time. So I don't know, but it's an interesting question. I would expect nothing less from you.
Well, you know what? My initial reaction was that they want to see which way the money goes initially, and that will help adjust their line.
Are you guys sponsored by FanDuel?
Yes, but that's okay. You have freedom to speak.
That's right.
they weren't taking enough money for that to be, an issue there.
Okay.
Because I'll be honest with you, I was trying to bet there, and I was having issues.
Okay. All right. Well, Brad, I'm sure you had Max Duggan with TCU in the Heisman, right?
I did not have Max Duggan. I made 15 Heisman bets in the summer. Caleb Williams 15-1. If he wins, it's a profitable one. If he doesn't, then I lost a lot of money because I didn't bet Stetson Bennett. I didn't bet obviously Max Duggan. I certainly two of the three biggest bets I made, they're sitting there: C.J. Stroud and Caleb Williams.
Alabama does not get into the college football playoff. A lot of their fans are whining about it. So is Nick Saban, and I guess the battle cry, Brad, is, well, if they played, Michigan, TCU, and Ohio State, they'd be prohibitive favorites over everybody except Georgia. Do you know approximately what the lines would be if they were to match up with, not Georgia, obviously, but the other three? Or best guess?
Yeah. So Alabama, TCU, you'd have, Alabama favored by about 8. Mm-hmm. Alabama against Michigan, Alabama maybe a 1-point favorite. Keep in mind, I think people are a little too positive about Alabama. This was a team that,
I agree.
Everyone talks about the two close losses. I'm here to tell you, they had three close wins that could easily have been losses against Ole Miss, Texas A&M, and Texas. So I'd actually have an underdog against the Buckeyes, believe it or not. So I would have the Buckeyes a short favorite there by 1 or 2. And then, Alabama would probably be about a 4.5-point underdog to Georgia.
Interesting.
You think Hendon Hooker should have been invited to New York, the Downtown Athletic Club?
Yeah, I think so. But I'm not surprised. If I was voting, he certainly would have been. I'd have to think about it and put him on. He was certainly there a couple weeks ago. The Heisman's basically become a flavor of the month. Performs the best in the last 3 weeks of the season, because I guess people are too busy to watch college football, even though it's their jobs. It's too late at night to watch the West Coast people for the most part. Caleb's going to win it this year, but for the most part, there is some East Coast bias with the Heisman. I don't know. They just can't figure it out. He probably should have been there. I'll say this. I like Stetson Bennett, but Hendon Hooker should be there in New York, not Stetson Bennett.
Well, speaking of Hendon Hooker, going to be a lot of orange on New Year's with the Vols taking on Clemson. I'd be a lot more intrigued about it if both DJ and Hendon Hooker were playing at quarterback, respectively. What are your early thoughts on that game?
Well, I can tell you one of the sharpest plays so far is far as money has been on Clemson. I mean, it's up to a touchdown point spread here. I'm my own man. I have my own opinion. It's too much, in my opinion. Two, 3 weeks ago before Hendon Hooker got hurt, Tennessee's laying 7. Teams don't change 14 points. I tried to say this in the Vanderbilt handicap with Tennessee. Tennessee laying 14 when, you know, the previous week, you know, that line would have been at least 24, maybe even 27. You saw how that turned out. Now, I'm hearing whispers that Tennessee might have multiple players sitting out, so that would worry me. Clemson's going to feel rejuvenated with Klubnik at quarterback. But again, all that is priced in and then some, with Clemson being a 7-point favorite. So I'm actually right now leaning Tennessee plus the points.
How much does that affect, you know, the way you handicap games? You know, that's been the trend over the last 5 years, guys just saying, look, I'm sitting out the ball. I mean, Smith and Jigba is not going to play for Ohio State, and they got a chance to win a national championship. How much does that affect how you guys handicap when you, you know, get information about players, significant players, deciding to sit out bowl games?
Yeah, I mean, I look at it as a positive, believe it or not, because if I can get to that information before the market, then I can have some really good bets.
Right.
Does it mean that every bet you're making is perfect? No, you're going to have some bad losers, but you would like to think that you can get some better winners, and just by sitting in front of a screen the next 2-3 weeks and getting that information. How do you handle it? Well, you can anticipate some of it. I mean, you don't have to be Elon Musk to figure out that maybe Alabama might not be that motivated to be playing in the bowl game. You don't believe me. I mean, there was a book that opened Alabama 3 against Kansas State. Alabama, the Crimson Tide, against Kansas State 3. I laid it with a tie. I think sometimes the market gets too cute with that kind of stuff. But, you know, USC was an underdog at one book against Tulane. That kind of tells you that maybe Caleb Williams might not be suiting up for the Trojans when that game is decided to be played here, you know, coming up on January the 2nd. So let the market dictate it a little bit. They'll give you a clue on, you know, just looking at the point spread, who's going to be motivated or not. And then if it's not priced in, then, you know, you got to do some legwork. You know, transfer portal had a lot of people in it, and the market probably didn't grasp everyone that entered yesterday. So, you know, you actually got it. That's what I'll be doing all day, is diving in, seeing if there was some mispricing, players entered that weren't properly priced in what the current line situation is.
Well, is it different for you than because usually week to week, it's Sunday morning, as soon as those lines come out, blah, blah, blah. Was it that way with the bowls this time around, or because of the that window of transfer portal where so many are entering? We see quarterbacks, whatever. There's no telling how many is going to enter, probably 1,500, 2,000 at least. Do you wait more than you normally would in, you know, this time of year to put your bets on the bowl games?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good question. Ask me next year. I mean, I fired away. Yeah, I still fired away, so we'll see. Or you can ask me at the end of this year, I'll let you know. But, I mean, I still fired. I bet almost every bowl game. I'm not dead set, obviously, on that original bet. During the season, I mean, obviously information changes, but not like bowl season. So, I mean, a lot of times I stick with my gut instinct on a lot of those plays and bets that I make on a Sunday morning, unless the line's moving against me. In this case, I mean, any of the newest information is probably the best information. So I'm guessing of all those bets that I made, I'll be playing back at least 30%, if not, 40% of those are going to be, I'm going to end up on the other side. It is what it is. I mean, you just got to navigate and try to get the absolute best number as the information breaks. So it's relatively new. I mean, I know it's been going on the last 3-4 years, but it gets more and more and more each year. I mean, it's just not. You know, when this first started with Christian McCaffrey and Leonard Fournette, I mean, it was just the top of the top were sitting out. Now it's everybody sitting out. Everyone's sitting the portal. Everyone's sitting out the bowl game. So there's just a lot more to navigate.
Brad Powers is our guest at BradPowersSports.com. BradPowers7 on Twitter. By the way, you can go to his website, click the Bill King tab at the top of the page. All right, the game that we all want you to handicap for us, Navy, Army, Saturday, 2:00 here locally on News Channel 5, and it looks like Navy is laying a point. What do you got?
No, I'm taking the under. I'm going, Brad. I'm jumping in. I'm taking the under.
Well, I mean, it's hit 16 straight times in the series, but I like the over. Because I mean, that's why the number, the total is 33. In fact,
good Lord,
if you went through the last 16 years and you put that total line of 33 on those games, the over is actually 9-7. It's just, you know, when this streak started, the total lines for this game were in the 50s. Now it's 33. 33 in that entire span is by far the lowest total price that we've seen on this game. So, I mean, you just need a lot to happen to cash under 33. I mean, 20-17 is going over the total. So I mean, this is one that's probably a little bit overpriced. Now, everyone's afraid to bet the over. Just because of the streak, you don't want to play against it. But, I mean, I see a 32.5 right now. In fact, when I get off the phone, I'm probably going to – I'm going to make that bet as soon as I get off the phone.
I did see, what about the side? Who do you like the side?
Yeah, I think Navy's the sharper side. I mean, both teams are playing their best football. You know, it's pure power rankings for me would say Navy deserves to be favorite. And you still shop around and find a pick out there. I will say this. I'm pretty comfortable. I bet plus 10. A few months ago on Navy, so wow. I feel good about that ticket. I'll put it that way.
So the Titans and the Jags are here. The Titans got boat raced, obviously, this past Sunday.
I was in the building, Brad. Yep. I saw it all go down. It was UGLY, my man.
But now, Titans, Jags, division, what do you think? Is it, what, 3.5 is what I saw yesterday?
Yeah, 3.5, lean Tennessee. I think they bounce back. I just trust them to bounce back more than Jacksonville. And also, we've been playing these division unders this season. Obviously, unders been to play just blindly throughout the course of the NFL season. But especially these division unders have been hitting about 65%. So I'm also going to lean under 41.5. But let's see if it can tick down one half point, critical half point lower. To 3, and then it becomes, you know, goes from a pizza bet to a bigger bet on the Titans here.
Well, I guess while we have you, now that the college football playoff pairings are set, who are you leaning on in those two games?
Yeah, so I mean, my favorite bet was, believe it or not, Ohio State plus 7.
Wow.
I got wiped out those numbers on Sunday pretty quickly. I wasn't the only one there. You could still, maybe if you shop really hard, still find one. But that was my preference. Just everyone threw Ohio State in the trash because of one bad half against Michigan. I mean, this line prior to that second half of the Michigan game probably has Georgia 3.5-4. I just think the market overreacts to what they see. Now, you got to give Georgia at least a point for the game being in Atlanta and the fact that they're already playing their third game in that building already this season. But I certainly lean the Buckeyes there. And the other game, I'm a little surprised. Now, a lot of line movement doesn't surprise me, but Michigan's down to 7 in some spots against TCU. Let's see if it goes a little further. I mean, I'm certainly leaning Michigan minus 7. If it goes one tick down to 6.5, then it becomes a bigger bet for me. I just do not think TCU can hold up at the point of attack against Michigan. And I just think, generally speaking, TCU all season has been overrated. So, you know, I'm a little surprised that the early money's actually on TCU.
You're an Ohio kid. Can you imagine Michigan versus Ohio State for the national championship?
Yeah, I can't. I mean, that would be – I might have to fly home, especially for that one. But,
I mean, we just saw Duke versus North Carolina at the Final Four, right? I mean, anything's possible, I guess.
Yeah, and one of those states will go into like a 5-year recession.
Yeah.
Yeah. And keep in mind, Ohio goes live sports betting on the first.
That's right.
Oh, so, and now that's a point, because if that were to happen, but the Georgia-Ohio State semifinal does not fall under that,
yeah, right.
That window. Man,
right,
they
right.
Come on.
Yeah, yep.
Come
Jan,
on.
January 1, they go live, right?
Yeah, they go live at midnight on January 1st, so they're going to miss it.
Wow.
What's new? I mean, I was raised in that state. They're always a day late and a dollar short. But I guess.
Well, I heard Senator Sherrod Brown come on a radio station out in Cleveland. They asked him, they're like, how come sports gambling hasn't been legalized yet? He's like, because our system's corrupt. he said our legislature's corrupt. I'm like, whoa.
Well, you know, though,
I'm actually, though, hearing good things, and I'll report because I will actually be in Ohio on that day on January 1st. So I'm hearing good things, like you can bet at grocery stores on kiosk and stuff.
Wow.
So that's intriguing enough to me to – to move back home, to believe
that's
it or not.
The in this state, I talked to investors 20 years ago, and I'll talk to them today. Mm-hmm. The next step are the kiosk and the brick and mortar. And there's really not a strong lobby against them on either side where you normally would in our state, the conservative side, that mm-hmm. side. You know, they went, I mean, we were like, what, the 11th state to legalize it? Mm-hmm. So the next steps is being able to go into a Sam's or a Buffalo Wild Wings right. or the grocery
Publix,
store
Kroger, or whatever yeah.
And put your money down or the bar,
yeah.
you know, sports bars. So yeah. that's the any.
And that's,
yep.
That's how you can get money down. If you got some friends, that's how you can. You might take a little bit. You're not going to be able to bet, you know, put 20 grand in one of those machines. But
right.
I'm scared to tell you. You can bet, you know, it'll add up 500 at a time. Keep betting it, and they don't tend to move the line on you. That's the new day and age here, I can tell you.
Guys, I don't want to bet. I want to yeah. own the machines.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care.
With that.
Yeah. Well, somebody will own them. You know, and whoever has the rights, I guess.
I can tell you won't, Greg Pogue.
No. I tell you who knows people who could that I could pick up the phone and get it done. I can do that. So.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Humble brag over mm-hmm. here. You know this, Brad. Greg Pogue is America's guest.
No,
he knows
no.
a lot of famous people and a lot of influential people.
It's always easier to start with the billionaires and work your way
exactly.
down.
Exactly. Well, yeah, that's smart.
Right. Brad, tell the people how to get in touch with you and what
Brad
you still got going.
.com. Yeah, bradpowersports.com, dead top of the page. Click on the Bill King tab. I talk about it each week. It's a newsletter. I will give out a bowl pick on every single one of the 40 bowl games. Still a lot of left of the NFL regular season. I give out a pick, obviously, on every single NFL playoff game. To the Super Bowl, check it out. It's the newsletter, bradpowersports.com. Click on the Bill King tab.
When will the newsletter come out? This week, or will you wait a week or two?
No, I mean, last I checked, there's NFL games.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So, yeah, it'll be out Wednesday.
All right. I just want to make sure.
Clockwork.
Yeah,
if it doesn't come out tomorrow, Wednesday, 2 o'clock your time, then something's really wrong with me.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking for it because
I
subscribe.
We'll send people for a wellness check if it doesn't come out.
I just want to make sure I was getting my newsletter. That's
yeah,
all.
I know.
All right.
Making it about you again.
Thank you, Brad.
Thanks, Brad. See you, buddy.
Hey, take care, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right.